Welcome to the Popcorn Party podcast. I'm your host, Webby, and we'll be talking films for the next little while. And we're joined by our favourite film critic, Buddy. How are you, man? How's your week been?
Oh, awesome, man. Thanks for having me on. Excited to talk some new releases.
It's always a pleasure to have you, my friend. We're going to kickstart things with a horror, gory new film out there, folks, an R-rated one by the name of Substance. So, Buddy, you've checked it out, and I believe you're pretty impressed by what you've seen. Tell us a bit about it.
Very, very impressed. So I know we're going to talk some animation, but I had to bring up The Substance this week. So I managed to see an early screening of it about a week and a half ago, and I have been raving about it to all my friends nonstop. They need to see it tomorrow. It comes out tomorrow in Australian cinemas. It's essentially... If you guys are familiar with a movie called Death Becomes Her, it's kind of a cross between Death Becomes Her and a David Cronenberg body horror movie. That's the best I can explain it. It's hilarious, very gruesome, and you have to see it with a packed audience because the whole audience will be gasping and laughing, and it's just one of the best cinema experiences I've had this year. And I think it's, you know, in my favorite movie of the year so far. I'm going to see it again Thursday night, and I'll definitely know for sure then if it's my favorite.
Oh, wow. So it sounds, so you're saying it's a cross between Death Becomes Her and, what did you say, The Human Centipede? Please don't say that.
No, not Human Centipede, a David Cronenberg movie.
Oh, so The Fly, or something like that.
Yeah, similar to... all the body horror movies he does. You could pick any body horror movie, and The Substance covers it. It's very sexual. It's very funny. Demi Moore is an aging movie star. She's getting on in her years, and she's, you know, essentially washed up. Someone offers her this new drug that gives her the opportunity to turn into a younger version of herself. And, you know, the movie makes you feel for her, and, you know, she wants to be a star again, you know, like when she was younger. So she, without spoiling too much, she goes down this rabbit hole, gets the drugs, and then doesn't stick to the rules that the drug supplier lays out that she has to follow, and some crazy shit ensues.
Wow, so it's interesting. Also starring the great Dennis Quaid too, I believe.
Oh my, yes, Dennis Quaid is amazing in The Substance. I'm not even kidding, he's so over the top. He's like this crazy Hollywood producer, and he's just like, he's very loud, he's very outspoken, he's demanding, and I just wanted to see more of it. He is fantastic in this role. I haven't seen him do anything like this before, so 100% worth it just for him as well.
Fantastic. Well, you've obviously got me very excited. I'm going to have to check it out. What are we going to give it? How many popcorn buckets out of five do you think, Buddy? What are you going to score it?
Oh, five easily. It's my first five star of the year, and yeah, it's worth it. If you're a gore fiend, horror lover, highly recommend.
Wow, yeah. Five popcorn buckets out of
I'm
five.
I'm gonna give it five stars for now. I'm seeing it again in 2 days. I'm hoping it's just as good the second time around. I'm dragging 2 or 3 of my friends because I just want to see how they react to it.
They're either going to leave in horror, or they're going to thank you at how much of a great time they had.
I really can't tell how it's going to go. I know some of them love some horror, but I don't know if they're prepared for this.
Reminds me of the time, speaking of The Human Centipede, I sat down and watched that, and that was an experience. So all right, fantastic. So you heard it, folks. 5 popcorn buckets out of 5. Check out The Substance if that's your thing. Now we're going to tone down the parental guide a fair bit to a couple of new animated films that are hitting the cinemas tomorrow, the first being Transformers 1. Now, I've got to admit, I'm a big Transformers fan. The 80s, one of my favourite cartoons, watched it religiously as a child. Then when the movie came out, the animated movie back in 84, you've seen that one, Buddy, I'm assuming?
I've only seen it once, so I don't really have a big recollection of all the things that happen in it, but I remember liking it at the time that I did see it.
Oh, it was great. But they killed off Optimus, and that still gives me a lot of trauma when that happens. But that was brilliant. Then it followed into the live-action films. What were your thoughts on those?
Right, so I was a big fan of the first one when it came out in 2007, I think. I made my screen name on, you know, all my online things, Optimus Prime. And I didn't even grow up as a Transformers fan. I think the live-action one was, like, my major introduction to Transformers. And then, you know, it kind of went on. I didn't mind the second one, even though a lot of people hate it. Kind of don't care about the rest. Bumblebee was pretty good. But, yeah, always keen to check out a new one, though.
Yeah, definitely. Now, unfortunately, I think the franchise went downhill pretty quick, like Optimus Prime's death. But we've got this new animated one, Transformers 1. Tell us a bit about that and what's the sort of story. What does this all entail?
Right, so Paramount have taken a break from making some live action, even though they did announce a Transformers cross G.I. Joe movie that they hinted at in the last movie. They haven't really made any waves on it.
Yeah, I did see that. I don't know. That could be a recipe for disaster, personally, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah. So this new movie, Transformers 1, it's getting amazing reviews. I've seen a few people say that it's one of the best Transformers movies ever made, if not the best, and this is coming from some hardcore Transformers fans that I watch online. So
wow.
I would, definitely, if you're a Transformers fan, I'm recommending it on behalf of these people because I really like the movie, but these Transformers fans that I know and watch their videos, they are absolutely loving it.
Well, if it's anything like the introduction of Bumblebee, I don't know if you remember that opening first scene, that was the CGI animation, that was unreal. So hopefully it's something along those lines.
Yeah, tons of fun. Voice actors, like, I'm always pretty apprehensive when they cast major actors for voice roles. I'm in the park where they should cast actual voice actors who are good at their job, not an actor just because they have a name attached to it. But, you know, I can't complain. Transformers 1 picked the right voice actors. Before seeing it, I was pretty annoyed that they recast Peter Cullen as Optimus Prime because he's always been Optimus Prime.
Yes.
But I can't complain. Chris Hemsworth was fine. He did his own thing with Optimus.
Awesome.
Shout out to Steve Buscemi, who plays Starscream. It was cool hearing his voice.
Wow, one of my favorites.
Steve Buscemi is a legend.
Yep.
And also, I don't watch Key and Peele, but I know a couple of the funny sketches from the show. Keegan-Michael Key has a voice role, and there's some funny like cameos from the jokes from him and Jordan Peele's TV show that I thought was a nice gag they threw into the movie.
Nice. And the animation itself, what do you think? Pretty crisp?
So, yeah, while watching it, I've had this thought the past maybe decade how all the new Disney movies, all the new DreamWorks movies, they all look the same. They all have the same animation style. But I feel like the last few years with Spider-Man coming out and then the recent Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Transformers are changing it up. They're doing their own thing with the animation. And I quite loved it, to be honest. I'm glad that studios aren't scared of trying a new animation style now. They saw it work with Spider-Man, and they're definitely nailing it with Transformers 1.
Oh, that's good to hear. Obviously, if it looks very visually enticing, it makes the film even more enjoyable.
Yeah, so this is all coming from me, who didn't really grow up with Transformers, and I had a great time. I don't think you really need to know much of the backstory of the Transformers. It's, you know, standalone, I guess. You know, it's not really connected to anything that I know of. So I think it'd be fun for non-Transformers fans, and the hardcore Transformers fans are gushing about it. So I don't think you can really go wrong with this one.
Wow. So how many popcorn buckets are you giving Transformers 1, buddy?
I'm going to give it 3.5 popcorn buckets. Worth your time.
There we go. 3.5 there. Round of applause for that. 3.5. And that leads us into our next animated feature, which opens in cinemas nationally this Thursday, The Wild Robot. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, that's from DreamWorks, is that right?
Yes, it's from DreamWorks, the same people who did Shrek.
And what are your thoughts?
A bunch of other stuff.
yes, up there with the animation leaders. What are your thoughts on The Wild Robot, buddy? What did you think?
The first two thoughts I had while watching this is the animation is beautiful. It's amazing. And my second thought, like, as soon as this finished, one of the biggest surprises of the year. It's heartfelt. It's emotional. And the Lupita Nyong'o, who plays the robot, like, she's amazing in that. She does a great voice role. And my favorite part of the movie is they've got this little family of opossums. And they're, like, really savage and funny. So the whole movie just, it covers kind of, like, the hilarious aspect and then has all these savage jokes that's going to make you laugh. But then you'll be crying by the end of the movie. It's just a whirlwind of emotions. I really went into this not knowing anything. I think I watched the trailer once and didn't really pay that much attention to it. So I went in with no expectations, and I think this is one of the biggest surprises I've had this year in terms of expectations and surpassing it.
Oh, that's good to hear. And obviously, you knowing if the animation story hits the emotional nerve as a viewer, you know it's hitting its mark. I mean, look it up. You know, I still bore my eyes out in the first 5 minutes of that film.
I think that's where some of the older generations, like maybe our parents and your parents, I don't know, but they always just dismiss animation as like a kid's movie. But I think like what Pixar has done over the last couple of decades and what Wild Robot is doing, it's just a good family movie. It's not a kid's movie, and it tugs at your heartstrings no matter what age you are.
Absolutely. As you said, Pixar are the greats of that. I mean, look at Inside Out 2, you know, focusing on emotions, both for adults and children. There's a message and a theme there for everyone, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's what I love about Pixar. They've always got, you know, every movie they do, they cover a kind of different subject that maybe kids, you know, like a life lesson in a way.
Absolutely. That makes it enjoyable. So, we've got how many popcorn buckets are you going to give the Wild Robot here today, buddy?
I'm going to give Wild Robot 4 out of 5. And also, I just want to say, go see it, because it's based on some books, but I don't think a lot of people were going to hear or see this movie just because it's not really based on a big IP or franchise. But I think if you see this, you will love it. You will cry. You will laugh. Highly recommend.
Fantastic. So 4 popcorn buckets out of 5. Well done. Well done. So we've got a couple of good ones coming out in cinemas this week, folks. So go support your local theatre. Check them out. And yeah, The Substance, you've really got me excited about that now. I'm really going to have to check that out.
Please go see it. I want to know what you think about it.
Definitely. No,
and if you get anyone else to see it, take your friends. Yeah, just drag anyone you know and it will be a way more exciting time seeing their reaction.
Yes.
Maybe take a vomit bag too.
Advise, don't have a nice big meal before you enter the theatre.
Exactly.
All right, well, that wraps up our reviews for the week. But before we do finish up, we have a bit of movie news that we talk about for the week. And I don't know if you guys are familiar out there, but the great Adam Sandler has confirmed that Happy Gilmore 2 is in production. What are your thoughts about that, buddy? What did you think of Happy Gilmore, the original?
I have so many thoughts, and they're not all good, but I'm so excited.
Yes, when they announced the sequel, I was like, really? Do they need to do this again? But you know what? The original was such a classic. Why not give it a go?
Yeah, so growing up in the 90s, my 3 most watched comedy movies were Beverly Hills Ninja, Major Payne, and Happy Gilmore. And Happy Gilmore was like, I had a VHS recorded off the TV, and all I did was just watch it on repeat. And I'm pretty sure I wore that VHS out. Like, I know every word to the movie. It was my favorite movie as a kid. Growing up, I told everyone Adam Sandler was my favorite actor. Not so much present day, but
no, he's had a few stinkers since, hasn't he?
I was his early work was My Childhood and Happy Gilmore. I'm just so excited. Like, I know legacy sequels suck most of the time, and Happy Gilmore 2 probably will suck, but I'm still excited. I want to see what they do with it.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm not sure if they're bringing... I think they confirmed they're bringing Christopher McDonald back.
Yes, so. her and the girlfriend, I can't remember.
Julie Bowen.
Julie, she's confirmed to return. Unfortunately, we won't be seeing Chubbs.
Rest in peace.
Yes, poor old great man he was, Mr. Weathers, Carl Weathers. But yeah, Beverly Hills Ninja, that was a bit of a blast from the past. I wasn't expecting to hear that one today, but yeah.
Yeah, no one ever talks about that movie. I wouldn't mind talking about that movie one day.
Maybe another time.
Hundreds of times.
Well, you said you were a 90s. Well, I'm an 80s kid. I think the three most watched comedies in my household were Police Academy, Porky's, and probably Caddyshack. So that explains the different eras right there.
And you know what? I've never seen any of those three.
Oh, wow, buddy. That's your homework tonight. Go watch Police Academy, one of the greatest comedy films of all time. Steve Guttenberg, you're a star.
Yeah.
And now, just quickly, with Happy Gilmore 2, is that confirmed cinema release or no, straight to Netflix? I think it's a Netflix.
So around, I think since the early 2010s, mid-2010s, almost all of Adam Sandler's movies have went straight to Netflix. He's got this like deal he has with Netflix where he makes exclusive movies just for their service.
Correct,
So I'm pretty sure Happy Gilmore 2 will be straight to Netflix unless they do some kind of special cinema release. But at this stage, I assume it's following the rest of his recent movies. Especially because Netflix have put out some social media posts about the production starting. So I believe it's just, streaming release.
I think you are right. I did read something about it. And as you said, it explains Adam Sandler, I think, does have a deal with Uncut Gems was another one. His most recent releases have all gone straight to Netflix. So, yeah, that does make sense.
Hey, Uncut Gems is a weird one because that was... released at the cinema in America, but outside of America, or every country got it straight to streaming. So that was a bit of each side.
Okay, yeah, I'm yet to see it. A lot of my friends have said I would love it, Webby, but I haven't seen it yet, so it's probably one I should check out.
Yeah, it is. I'm not even exaggerating. It is the most anxiety-inducing movie I've ever seen.
Oh wow.
Have you seen any of the other Safdie brother movies that they've done Good Time?
Don't think so, no.
Okay. They're essentially known for making anxious movies and Uncut Gems. Every time someone's talking, there's people in the background talking over them, and it's just constant talking, and you kind of just lose your bearings and you get so anxious during the whole thing.
Okay, well, that's maybe one I could maybe put in the back burner because, it might do my head in at the moment.
Yeah. When you, feel like you got to be in the mood to watch it, but when you are in the mood, give it a go because it is one of his best roles, or at least his best one he's done in a long time.
Brilliant, yes. Now, the reviews were quite positive for it. A little bit better than Jack and Jill, let's just say that.
That's a classic. What are you talking about?
Oh, dear. Well, on that note, buddy, I think we're going to have to wrap it up now. But listen, no, thanks very much for your time, man. It's always a pleasure, and we will be back again next week to chat the latest releases coming out in the cinema. So thanks again, buddy, and go check out the movies he's recommended, folks.
Anytime. Check out The Substance. Check out Transformers, Wild Robot. There's three great releases this week. None of them are stinkers. So I think you are set.
Go ahead. Thanks again, buddy. Thanks for your time.
That's okay.